Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
7:45, quarter till 8, been a busy couple of weeks for LSU. Wilson Alexander joins us now, LSU beat writer for The Advocate, joins us to talk about all that. How you doing, Wilson? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right, sir. What do we know about Lane Kiffin's contract?
It is a 7-year, $91 million deal. It will pay him $13 million a year, which makes him the second highest paid coach in the country behind Georgia's Kirby Smart. And it includes an automatic escalator that if he were to win a national title, it would then automatically make him the highest paid coach in the country. And those are just some of the things. There's more in there about, you know, the buyout. And there's even an interesting clause where if whatever Ole Miss does in the playoff, LSU is going to pay Lane Kiffin the bonuses that he would have made had he stayed at Ole Miss.
Wow.
$150,000 for them playing a first-round game. And if they were to go and win a national title without him, he'd get $1 million.
See, that's why I wouldn't be a very good negotiator, because at $13 million a year, I'd be happy. I wouldn't care about the rest of it.
Well, you're not Jimmy Sexton, then.
No, that's true. Exactly. The agent's got to get his cut. When this buyout, as far as this buyout thing goes, there's kind of like the devil's in the details with this, because in a way, it's a victory over the Brian Kelly deal, because it's 80%, not 90%, but it's also based on what he goes on to do if he leaves LSU, right?
Well, no, not quite really. There's no mitigation or offset clause in this one, whereas there was a mitigation offset clause in Brian Kelly.
I said it backward, but that's what I was trying to say.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. So it's that guarantees Lane Kiffin would make however much was left in the buyout, whereas obviously with Brian Kelly, now that situation has been resolved. If he were to ever get another job, which LSU expects him to try to do, then that buyout will be reduced by the, you know, offset by the salary in the next job. That wouldn't be the case here with Lane Kiffin, at least according to the term sheet, too. We'll see if anything looks different in the full contract. That'll be interesting to see, but at least in the term sheet, that's what it says right now.
Is this public record? Who is Lane Kiffin's contract with?
It's with LSU.
Okay. So as a result, it is public record, and we'll be able to see the intimate details of it?
Yeah, that's how I obtained it. I made a public records request.
All right, and you've read the entire thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you have signed it in a heartbeat?
Would I have? If I was playing Kiffin, yeah.
In a definitely. Heartbeat, yes.
Definitely. I would have signed it for half of that.
Exactly. Let's talk about the recruiting period and signing days, because there's a couple of different ones. And at what point is a player definitely bound to LSU or any university?
When they sign their documentation and send it off to LSU. It's a little different than it used to be. I mean, mm-hmm. with the transfer portal January 2nd, if a guy wanted to, and within a month they could enter the portal. But if they've signed and LSU has announced them, then they're pretty much bound at this point.
So who did the Tigers sign?
Yesterday, they signed 10 different guys yesterday. And we're still waiting on the paperwork to kind of be announced for Richard Anderson, the number one defensive lineman out of Edna Carr. He said yesterday he was signing with LSU, but LSU hasn't quite announced hasn't announced that yet, which is a little curious today, kind of starting into the day why that hasn't happened yet. I try to get to the bottom of that. But, yeah, 10 different guys. I mean, I could read off the list of names if you wanted to.
So in this day and age of NIL, could the guy from Carr be negotiating a better deal? That's what he's holding out for?
No, not necessarily. That kind of would be done by this point. When you put pen to paper, that's part of it, really. I mean, there's...
But I mean, the fact that he hasn't, though, right? He hasn't put pen to paper yet.
Well, we watched him put pen to paper yesterday at Edna Carr, but the paperwork hasn't been sent in. So,
okay.
But I don't know exactly where that stands fully. But to your question about revenue sharing and NIL and all that, like, those negotiations get done ahead of time and have been getting worked out with LSU and all those things, and that's part of kind of what gets wrapped up when you once they're signing, that stuff is usually done.
So now we're parsing, at what point does it become legal and binding? Because he put the pen to the paper, but was somebody there from LSU to witness it? At what point, if I sign a contract with you, but I don't send you a copy or you don't sign it, does that make it binding? I mean, are we at that point quite, Wilson, or not?
I'm a little lost with this line.
I'm confused as to whether or not you said he put pen to paper, but what does that mean? He put pen to what paper? Is he committed to LSU or not? Because if he's not, at what point does he become committed to LSU? What did he sign exactly, and was an LSU representative there?
I don't know that an LSU representative there was there. That stuff usually gets faxed in.
He can tear it up. Here's what I'm saying. He can sign whatever he wants, but it's not legally binding until LSU gets it or until he sends it in. So he could still be negotiating, could he not?
I suppose. I don't know exactly what's going on.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I'm 51, 9 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:57, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Wilson Alexander, LSU beat writer for The Advocate. Wilson, I didn't mean to draw you into contracts 101. I'm still hurting from the Bryce Underwood thing, and I'm just, I don't know when the fish is in the boat until it's in the ice chest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand. And if I can provide a little bit of clarity. So,
okay.
You know how athletes used to sign national letters of intent? They did away with that last year.
Right.
What they're signing now are financial aid agreements, and those are basically contracts with the school. That's sort of something that got changed because of the revenue sharing era that we're in. So once that get signed and sent in, they are bound to the school. But because of the way college sports works now, they could also technically enter the transfer portal in from January 2nd to the 15th if they so desired. But that's about as far as much as I know about it.
I got you. So when it comes to Brown and Alexander, could Blake Baker's future have something to do with this, as far as, because now he's in the conversation to be Tulane's new head coach?
Yeah, that's our understanding, is that the uncertainty around his future and some other staff members as well. LSU's defensive line coach, it's unclear exactly who that will be. Frank Wilson, we don't know what decision yet is going to be made around his future at LSU, whether or not he'll be retained as the running back coach. And so, as I understand, especially with Lamar Brown right now, he has held off on doing anything, even having a signing ceremony, until he kind of sees what that situation is going to be. And for Lamar Brown, he's not an early enrollee, so he can wait until February, and nothing really changes for him. They're both still committed to LSU. And again, Richard Anderson had a signing ceremony yesterday in which he very publicly said he was going to LSU and signing with LSU. But that's kind of the thing going into yesterday, and why there might have even been a delay with Richard Anderson that didn't end up happening, which was the uncertainty around the staff.
Get him in the ice chest. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, Wilson. Get him in the ice chest, close the lid on it, let him flop around in there, and then we'll be good. What do you think when it comes to quarterback, and we only have a couple of seconds left here, do you think Lane Kiffin goes shopping all over the country, six of the SEC? What do you think?
Well, they're going to try to flip Landon Duckworth from South Carolina, so they actually have a quarterback in this class, but they are going to shop all over the country for one in the transfer portal for sure. And it'll be interesting to see if Trinidad Chambliss gets a waiver for another year at Ole Miss. I certainly think that Lane Kiffin will be making a call there.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. Wilson Alexander, LSU beat writer for The Advocate. We'll talk about Medicare annual enrollment when we come back. We'll also talk to Joe Geruso. And you can also text us at 504-260-1870. What's your favorite cookie on the store shelf?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.